Hello there. This is Lindy McLean, Life Purpose and Creativity Coach at WeCanSoar.com. I'm very happy to get to share my fairy meditation with you. You see, over time, I've learned to rely on the power of the unseen, of my imagination, and of things beyond my ken. I believe in fairies, and I hope you do as well. But either way, it's imperative to know that aid comes from many quarters, in many shapes and sizes. It's your job to be open to it, to ask for it, and to receive that help. This meditation is one way, and may it bring you delight. So I'll ask you to join me, and if you're driving, please wait until you aren't. Sit comfortably in your chair, both feet on the floor. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and sigh it out. Inhale and exhale. Wiggle your toes. Now picture tree roots reaching from your tailbone and from your feet deep into the earth. Feel the cool earth, nourishing, inviting. Let your belly be soft as you breathe into it. With your attention, relax your shoulders, your neck, your torso, your hips, your thighs, and your feet, your body is heavy and fully relaxed. Now picture yourself in a forest, your favorite kind of forest. Perhaps an ancient rainforest, or a pine forest, or a grove of birch trees. Anything else you need to make it the perfect safe space for you, put it in. A stream, a meadow, whatever you need. Hear the sound the breeze makes as it moves through your forest. What does it smell like? What life do you see around you? Insects? Fungi? Birds? Small animals? Any large animals? Feel the peace in your grove of trees as you connect with all of it. Now relax the top of your head. Open up and let in the tingle of divine energy. White light with golden sparkles. Let it pour in and fill you up every nook and cranny. Breathe in the soft light. Feel it pour through you and into the earth. Now feel the earth responding in kind, sending its warm, rich energy up through your feet, legs, hips, rib cage, through your neck, head, and out into the universe. The universe and its creation are loving each other through you. All you have to do is relax and be the conduit. I'm going to remind you of something you may perhaps remember. In the story of Peter Pan, we learn that fairies appeared when the first child laughed. That laugh broke into 1,000 pieces, and they all went skipping about. Every child has his or her own fairy. Sometimes more than one. We have them until the day when we stop believing in them. I'll add that then they have to go where all abandoned fairies go, to the Crystal City in Fairyland. There they remain, hoping against hope that someday you might summon them back. That's what you're going to do now. Summon your fairy back. In your mind's eye, see a pinprick of light in the distance, growing as it flickers through the trees toward you, closer and larger, until it's a glowing being in front of you. It's your fairy. What does he or she look like? Notice what color it is. What's it wearing? Now, ask her name. Whatever answer you get, it's the right one. If there's more than one fairy, ask for all their names. When you've been reintroduced, invite them to have a bit of fun in the grove with you. Dance about together. Or perhaps even fly. Remember what it's like to have this being that trusts you, loves you, will do anything to aid you. Lean in to your fairy and ask it a favor. Tell it your heart's desire and ask for whatever help it can give. When you've finished, see your fairy's positive response. the promise is made. It's your job to relax into knowing that it is already taken care of. Now your fairy indicates she has a message for you. Invite her close to your ear and let her whisper it to you. Listen carefully. And fully take in her message. Thank your fairy. Before you leave your grove, promise your fairy that you will believe in her until the day you die. You are accepting responsibility for this fairy. In turn, you can call her to you anytime, anywhere. Now take a few more deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale. Slowly make your way from your forest grove back to your physical body. Wiggle your toes, your fingers. Lightly roll your shoulders and gently move your head at the top of the spinal cord. Until you are fully in your physical body, sitting in your chair. In this room, in this moment, and open your eyes. Now, if you can, reach for a piece of paper and something to write with. Take a moment to jot down a few key details. What's your fairy's name? What heart's desire did you ask for help with? What does it feel like knowing your heart's desire has been granted and will show up when the time is right? Be sure and write down the message she had for you. I hope you enjoyed meeting your fairy. And I welcome you to the flock at WeCanSoar.com. Wherever you are in the process of taking flight, we have something to offer you: a safe space, connection, clarity about your path, and encouragement to follow it. I can personally attest to the power of fully embracing your life purpose and of committing to putting your gifts to use. the payoff of the full creative expression of who you truly are is beyond measure. I look forward to knowing you and your fairy. The meditation music featured is called Tranquil Landscapes by Bjorn Lynn. License for use acquired at shockwavesound.com. This is Lindy McLean at weekendsoar.com signing off. Thank you.